If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about the Dallas Stars getting involved? Winning game 7 on home ice at the American Airlines Center in Big D. 2-1 over the defending champion Vegas Golden Knights. To eliminate them and end their reign on top of the NHL at just one cup and one season. They go down after a Radek Foska early third period goal, 44 seconds into the final period, and they go on to win it by the goal. Foska said, "I'm happy I did it, and so I can show him the video in the morning. We can watch it together." He was talking about his son. He had been playing with his son before the game and said, "I'm going to score a goal for you." And he went out and did it. Ben and Sagan are the only guys that have played longer for the Stars than Faxa, a fourth liner in his ninth year. And he got his goal from the circle to the left of Aiden Hill. Dallas also got another Game 7 goal from the 20-year-old phenom Wyatt Johnston. How about Jake Oettinger? 21 saves in his second Game 7 victory in his career. How about Johnson? Let's go back to him for a second. Last year in a Game 7, when he was 19 years old, he had the game-winning goal. He's already done it twice now. Goals in Game 7s. One a winner. The other to break out and give Dallas the early 1-0 lead in an exciting game. Oettinger also had the Stars' only penalty, though they killed it off after he was called for tripping Barbashev in front of the net midway through the third in the crease. Oettinger said, "The last period was a clinic. Just so proud of the guys of how we responded. It's a long playoffs, and you're going to need different guys to step up at different times. A lot of hockey left, so hopefully a lot more heroes. It's going to be a fun ride." The Stars were the number one seed in the West. They move on to play the Colorado Avalanche in the second round. Game one is in Dallas tomorrow night, a week after the Avs wrapped up their series against the Jets with a Game 5 victory. They slaughtered the Jets in that series. Brett Howden scored for the Knights, which couldn't pull off another series winner in Dallas, where last year, the Knights wrapped up the Western Conference Final with a win in Game 6 in the same building. Hill had 22 saves in his third game of the series after Logan Thompson started the first four games of the series. You think about the series. The visitor won the first four games until the home teams finally held serve the last three games, Games 5, 6, and 7. Ben said there's probably a lot of doubters out there after Game 2. They probably thought we couldn't come back. A lot of believers in this room, in this organization, and we showed them. Dallas now has won Game 7s in each of its first two postseasons under Peter DeBoer. How about this guy? 8-0 in his career in Game 7s with four different teams. That includes the Knights' only Game 7 wins in 2020 and 2021. When he was the coach in Sin City. Johnston scored his series-high fourth goal. It was a wrist shot in the slot with about 5 minutes left in the first period. He picked off a pass from Theodore and cranked the shot under the glove. A beauty. It was a day after his 20th birthday last May when he became the youngest player in NHL history with the game-clinching goal in that Game 7. He gathered a puck that ricocheted off the backboards in the third period of their win over Seattle in that second-round series. But the goal Sunday came quickly against Vegas, And they had a couple scoring chances. Ottinger made a tough save to deny Eichel and Marchessault. And then the shot rebounded off the left post and got a hit on Johnson before Dallas took off skating. He went to the other end and scored 10 seconds later. Bruce Cassidy said, I think a couple of our players will probably not sleep over this because if you look at what transpired in the game, we hit a post, take them down. They score 10 seconds later. We miss an open net at the end of the second, and they score on the first shift of the third period. It's a little bit of hockey sometimes when two close teams play. The series ended with both teams scoring 16 goals in the series. Vegas, which returned 22 of its 27 players from the cup-winning roster, tied it in the second period when Amadio made a crossing pass to Houghton, who poked the puck into the open left side of the net behind Ottinger, and it was 1-1. The only other coach like DeBoer to win 8 Game 7s is Daryl Sutter, who was 8-3 in such games over 182 playoff games over 15 postseasons with 4 different teams. The Knights 2-2 in Game 7s. DeBoer was also the opposing coach in their other loss to San Jose in 2019. It was the second time of 16 that the Stars won a best-of-7 series after losing the first 2 games. The only other was their very first playoff series in franchise history when the North Stars were down 0-2 before beating the Kings in 7 games to open the 1968 playoffs. And how about the New York Rangers? The Blue Shirts got off to a great start in their first game in a week in their new series. They held on to get the huge win in their second round series opener against the Carolina Hurricanes. Mika Zibanejad, 2 goals and a helper. And the bread man, Artemi Panarin, also scored on a wrister. And the Rangers beat the Canes 4-3 on Sunday in Game 1 of the world's most famous in the Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, direct and driving, some kind of fashion, shake it up. Vincent Trocheck had a goal and an assist. Kreider had 2 helpers as well for the Rangers, playing their first time since completing their first-round sweep of Washington a week earlier, won their 7th straight, including the regular season. Zibanejad said, we really wanted to have a good start, especially at home in Game 1. Been off for a few days, been able to rest. I thought that was most noticeable. Guys were excited to play, and when we're able to score on our chances early on and get a little bit of momentum going, that was good. Igor Shesterkin stopped 22 shots. 3rd goalie in franchise history to open a postseason with 5 straight wins, joining Dave Kerr in 1937 and Mike Richter in 1994. Peter Laviolette said, a week out from the last time he played, I thought the start was really good, and we followed through right the rest of the game. Slavin, Nakish, and Jarvis each had a goal for Carolina, and they last played Tuesday night when they finished their first round series against the Islanders. Frederick Anderson finished with 19 saves. They're going to play Game 2 of the best-of-7 series tomorrow night, same place at the Garden. The Canes had the second-best power play in the NHL during the season and the top PK unit, penalty killing, but they went 0-for-5 with 5 shots on goal during their advantages against the Rangers, team that was 3rd on the PK in the league. New York, though, was 2-for-2 on its power plays, and that totaled 23 seconds. I thought we played pretty good, Brenda Moore said, the coach of the Canes, on a couple of penalty kills we didn't quite execute right, and they did. We were just a step off, and that's the difference. It's tough because we played pretty hard overall as the game went on. We played better and better. Nakish got through alone on Shesterkin early in the 3rd and put it through the goalie's legs to pull to 3-2. They were down a goal at 2:48, but Panarin beat Anderson from the left circle with a wrister at 8:21 to give the Rangers the 2-goal cushion again. It was his 3rd of the playoffs after finishing the regular season with a career-high 49 goals. Carolina pulled Anderson for an extra skater with 3 minutes to go, and Jarvis scored on the left side with 1:45 left, and it made it hairy. But Shesterkin made a glove save on Shashnikov with just under a minute to go, and that preserved the lead. Zibanejad started first, got a goal 2:46 in, but Slavin tied it a minute later. It was a really fast, physical game. That series is going to be kick-ass. I can't wait to see Dallas and Colorado. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.